Investigators have traced the fraudulent calls to Canada. Nate Couture is a special agent for the Social Security Administration. He says his agency has reports from more than 40 people in Wisconsin. He says there are thousands more across the country, made from a Toronto-based company called MedSupply. He says the scam involves callers posing as Social Security employees. They tell seniors a computer malfunction has wiped out their bank account information. Couture says many seniors know they're not supposed to give out that information over the phone and refuse.
On several occasions when that has happened, the caller has threatened them by saying that, well, if you don't give us your bank account info, we're not going to release your next month's check to you. And then on top of it, we're going to penalize you $300.
Couture says recently the scammer started asking for more than just bank information, and as a bonus, offered to deposit $500 into their account, but need to take $299 of that for a drug discount and eyeglasses.
One senior told me, well, you know, they sounded pretty good, but then I got to thinking that the government just doesn't say, oh, for being such a nice person, we're going to give you $500. The government doesn't do that. You're right, government won't do that. And so she thought that's what caught her eye finally.
However, Couture says as many as 30 people have lost money in this scam, and there are likely more that haven't been reported to his agency. He says prosecution of a Canadian company is difficult, but the investigation continues. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.